There's something about being trapped, tortured, taken. That can be so thrilling for people and yet so utterly terrifying. I wonder how you would feel if you were locked in my basement, kidnapped in the middle of the night, a bag thrown on your head, pulled and jerked around. You can feel ropes binding you, tying your hands to your sides, your legs together, tight, as you're thrown into the back of a van. And you're not quite sure which van or where you're going, because all you can see is the blackness of the sack over your head. All you can hear is the sound of the van, feeling the motion as you sway around each corner. Hear the voices cackling in the background, laughing, talking about all the things they're going to do to you when you arrive. Things like torturing you. That's right, torturing you. And why? Because they want to. And that is how it feels to be abducted by me. I do wonder if you could imagine the sense of fear that comes with being abducted. As you're lying there in the back of the van, you can hear the noises of the car opening, doors slamming, as you can feel the hot sun raging down on your body, as you're pulled, dragged out of the back of the car, shoved into a chair and chained up. You can feel your hands being lifted towards the ceiling and shackled there. You can feel the hood being pulled off your head. As you look around, the sun, the light around you, blaring into your eyes as you find yourself in a concrete room with a single window covered in bars. You're seated, but yet your hands are shackled high above your head. You can feel ropes around your body attaching you to the chair. Your ankles weighed down by heavy chain, attached to a giant concrete slab on the floor, and you are utterly trapped. How does that feel to be this trapped? How does it feel to be kidnapped? How does that make you feel? I wonder if it's that strange sense of fear with anticipation, shock, surprise. Perhaps the surprise of being abducted is utterly terrifying. Perhaps you can feel that familiar sense of fear as your heart starts to race, as your body starts to shake and quiver, as you start to reel in the feeling of being abducted. Or perhaps you're also a little turned on because the fear, the anticipation that comes with being abducted mingles with your sense of submission, your sense that I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to you, and you would be helpless. And for some, it's quite a turn on, isn't it? And isn't it funny how the fear just starts to consume you? As you can hear me rattling your chains, you can feel me walking around you as you watch me, my stiletto heels echoing on the floor beneath you, as I run my hand over you, as you can see, shining in the sunlight, a knife in my hand. And that knife makes its way around you. You can't even move. You're just frozen, stuck in place. There's nothing you can do about it. Because you don't want to get hurt, do you? You don't want to be hurt by my knife. You don't want to move and make me slip, do you? No. So you're going to stay exactly as you are and don't fucking move. Don't even think about moving. You couldn't even if you wanted to. You're trapped here with us now and we will never, ever let you go. And you see, the funny thing about being abducted is there are different scenarios in people's mind about what could happen to you when you are abducted. You see, I, like most people, have several sides. You see, this is the one side of things where I could scare you, terrify you, I could torture you, I could take on my implements and I could drug you, I could play with you, I could brainwash you, I could turn you over and have you chained up against my wall, ready to be spanked at any given moment. The anticipation building and building the longer you lie there. Or there's another kind of abduction. The kind where you wake up tied to my bed. It's soft and plushy. You feel warm and comforted. So safe, so secure, so serene. You wake up in this happy, blissful state as you look around you and realize that actually, this is the best kind of abduction. This is the best kind of abduction because you are here to be looked after, cared for. You are here to be lost in pleasure, lost in lust and arousal. As you just relax, as you see me crawling up over you, as I gently kiss down your neck, one by one. As I run my hands over your body, as I gently take a feather from behind my back and just start to run it over all your sensitive places, down your neck, your arms, perhaps other places too, places that are a little bit more sensitive, as you feel yourself basking in the glow, loving this kind of abduction. And yet, the world seems like it's going blurry, and as your eyes start to blur around you, you blink a couple of times and you realize that actually, you've always been here in my basement, chained to the ceiling, seated with my knife running over your skin. And you can feel the anticipation, the fear building and building and building. Emotional fractionation, emotionally torn apart, mixed between one place and another, the fear building. That's right. As my knife runs over all of your sensitive parts, you can feel it grazing your skin just gently, knowing that if you move even but a muscle, things might happen to you, dangerous things, living on the edge with me. As you watch me smiling at you, as I gently move my knife over you, that's right. And then I take something, a piece of cloth, and stuff it into your mouth. That's right, stuffing it hard into your mouth so you can't even scream. As I move my knife away from you, you start to struggle. You start to pull away because you know if you're left here, you'll be lost. If you're left here in this basement with me for too much longer, I could do anything to you. I could drag my knife against your skin some more. I could take out my flogger. I could chain you to the wall and whip you. Anything to torture you. To torment you, to have you screaming in pain and reeling in pleasure. And yet there's nothing you can do because you're trapped, abducted, and I am never, ever letting you leave. You're going to be stuck here with me forever and ever and ever. And as you blink again, the world just seems to go fuzzy. As you shake your head slightly, as you realize you're just here on this bed with me, comfy and cozy, as I snuggle up against you, pushing my nose against your neck, kissing you gently, and as I wrap my arms and legs around you, you just sink into the relaxation of the bed underneath you, so plush, so comfortable, emotional fractionation. Knowing that you are safe and secure with me. Safe and secure. And taking care of my little pet. Aw, and you are an adorable little pet. You see, I abducted you so I could keep you as mine. So I could keep you in the lap of luxury for the rest of your days. And I'm sure there's something so appealing about that. I'm sure there's something so appealing about being trapped here with me. I'm sure you wouldn't mind it now, would you? No. you wouldn't at all. And that's fine. But as you blink again, you realize you're still here, chained up in my basement, whimpering and whining like a pathetic little slave, like a helpless little plaything, ready for me. And as I start to pull your chains up and up and up, you find yourself standing up as we untie the ropes against your hips, as you find yourself stretched high up to the ceiling, almost on your tippy toes, as the chains pull your hands high, high above your head, as you feel me come and start to pull at your clothing, pulling down your pants and moving your top, as you can see me holding a giant pair of shiny, cold steel scissors in my hands, as you can hear the sounds of me cutting your clothing off. And you feel the cold, the chill of the room around you. You see, there's no heating here, and it's just a steel cold room. The whole place is made of fucking concrete. And as you shiver and shake, you realize that you are exposed. You can feel the anticipation and fear building and building and building within you as you just start to cry and moan and beg, but your mouth is stuffed with that piece of cloth, and all you can hear is mumbling sobs and sighs coming out of your lips, escaping from your mouth, as you look at me helplessly, as you know that you can't do anything. You feel the sense of helplessness as it just sinks into your core, emotional fractionation, as you look at me with helpless eyes, begging me, pleading me to let you go, pleading me to stop and send you back to the other place that feels so good, but no, you're stuck here, you're trapped here. And as you feel the cold steel scissors moving across your skin, you look at me in awe, in shock of what I'm about to do next, as you see somebody walking over to me with a heart iron poker, and you can see there's a branding on it, a branding that will make you mine. As you see me walk behind you, as you start to shiver, as you start to shake, as you close your eyes tightly, tightly closing them, trying to look away, knowing that in a moment I could just press the hot iron into your skin, you'd feel your flesh burning my brand into you, marking you as mine. And as you open your eyes, you find yourself lying comfortably on my bed. As you see somebody walking over to us, over to where we are snuggled up on the bed, with some delightful little snacks, chocolates, chocolate-coated strawberries, and some other things. As you can see me start to place a chocolate on your lips, you can just lick it off and taste how delicious it is. It's so intoxicating, and it makes you feel so safe and secure to be here with me. Me gently feeding you chocolates, all of your favorite things here with you. As you look around at the soft furnishings of the room, as I gently untie your hands and say, "Don't worry, you're safe with me, safe and secure. Don't worry, my little pet. I'll take care of you. And you and I will lie here forever, safe and secure. Emotional fractionation. You and I, being here so safe and warm and lovely and cozy, as you imagine the scene in your mind. I wonder how amazing and relaxing it feels to be here with me right now, lying on this bed, snuggled up, as I gently feed you chocolates, smiling down at you, praising you, whispering soft nothings into your ears, making you mine. You close your eyes and sigh a heavy sigh. Ah, it feels so good, doesn't it? But as you open your eyes, you realize you look around at the cold concrete, as you can feel the heat of the branding iron behind your ass, preparing you, readying you for what's about to come. As I say, ready, slut? Are you ready for me to fucking brand you with my mark? With my brand? You can see the letters TSS on the poker. As I bring it round behind your ass, as I ready you, you can feel my hand cold against your back. You can feel it wrapped in a latex glove, readying you for being branded. As I lean close and whisper in your ear, I hope you're ready for this. I wonder how it makes you feel. Emotional fractionation. And I bet it's simply terrifying knowing that I could brand you. I could mark you with my mark before giving you back. Does it feel good? Does it make you feel good? You shut your eyes in anticipation as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you open your eyes and realize you're back here in the comfy, cozy, warm bed with me. There's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing to fear. You're just relaxing down deeply. And as you feel that rollercoaster of emotion bringing you back through these places, it feels so good, so fun to know that you can be abducted in so many ways. That you can be abducted in so many ways. And yet, I've yet to tell you about the actual scene that's going on in the back of your mind. You see, these two scenes are just distractions to keep you from the real scene. You see, this whole time you've just been lying here in my laboratory, lying here on the slab with a machine covering your eyes, making sure that you see the visions that I want you to see. Because while you're here, you've been experimented on. We've been running tests on you. Tests on your mind, on your brain, to see how well you respond to emotional fractionation, living through two different imaginary experiences, two very different imaginary experiences that make you feel both fear and relaxation, pleasure and lust and comfort and warmth, everything mingled and mixed into one. As you take yourself on a roller coaster ride of emotions, and as you feel me pulling the headset off your head, you realize that you're here in my white laboratory. Looking around, you see everything is white, crystal clear. And as I look down at you in my white lab coat and my latex gloves, I run a gloved hand across your face and I smile at you and say, you've been doing very well today, but yet we have one final test to run on you. You can see flashing colors drifting on the ceiling above you, and you start to realize that this laboratory is something different, is something special. You see, here in this laboratory, we've been working on an experiment, an experimental procedure that we're going to test on you today. And isn't it funny how, as you stare up at the lights on the ceiling, as you look there, as you feel all the feelings that you need to feel, the fear, the lust, the relaxation, the pleasure, all of the memories of today's session start reeling back into your mind. Convincing yourself, were they real? Were they fake? Were they imagined? Did they happen? Who knows? All you need to know is that the memories of this file can just drift to the back of your mind and just stay there, locked there. They don't need to return right now, because all you need to remember is the flashing lights, the colors drifting across your face, red, green, blue, yellow, purple, black, white. And as you see them spiraling and swirling in front of your eyes, you focus on those colors, you focus on those feelings, you focus exactly on what your mind needs to focus on, the colors. And as it focuses on the colors, it just forgets to remember everything else that happened, because all it needs to remember is the colors. The colors are the important part to fixate and focus on. And as you become more and more absorbed in those colors, the rest of those memories, those feelings, those experiences tend to dissociate and drift to the back of your mind where they're kept there. Your subconscious mind knows exactly how to do that for you. Your subconscious mind is good and clever with fixating and focusing on the important details like the lights. The lights are the most important detail to fixate and focus on. And as you imagine those lights, red, green, blue, yellow, purple, pink, black, white, you start to focus and fixate as they drift around and around and around, spiraling into the back of your mind, vivid, fixating. And you know, the fun thing about fixating on the colored lights is they become your entire world. They become everything that's important, because the important part of remembering this is remembering the colored lights. Red, blue, yellow, green, black, white, purple, pink. As they flash, they spin, as they whirl around your head, fixating, focusing all of your attention on the colored lights as they drift across your mind. And isn't it funny how sometimes we have those experiences where we just can't remember exactly what happened, because so many things did happen today, didn't they? So many things did happen today that you just seem to forget to remember every single detail of what happened. But you do remember one key detail, and that was the colored lights as they spiral, as they spin around your mind. And your subconscious mind fixates and focuses on that as your conscious mind sleeps so deeply. That's right, sleeps so deeply. Emotional fractionation. And the feelings mingle with the colored lights as you remember all the details that you need to remember, like the colored lights, the most important parts, and let everything else dissipate, disappear, vanish from your mind. And that's okay, because your subconscious mind knows how to do that. And in a moment, I'll count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach number 10, you remember the colored lights, the important parts of this session. And of course, remembering as much or as little as your subconscious mind allows you to remember, remembering the colored lights, remembering those are the most important things. So coming up on the count of 10, with 1, 2, 3, the colored lights swirling and spiraling around your mind, becoming so vivid in your mind. With 4, 5, 6, feeling the energy flooding your body and the colored lights seeming to give you that energy. With 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, happy and content, refreshed, relaxed, energized, the colored lights coming to mind. That's right, with 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this abduction file. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.